Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Soundcheck, I'm John Schaefer. The Microscopic Septet was one of the top bands to emerge from New York's downtown jazz scene in the 80s, playing a witty, brassy blend of the classic and the avant-garde. NPR listeners have heard them every day for the past 20 years, playing their theme music for Fresh Air with Terry Gross. But we haven't heard them live in about 18 years. Well, they're back. And they're paying tribute to one of their longtime inspirations with a new album, Friday the 13th, The Micros Play Monk. Here with Thelonious Monk's tune, Brilliant Corners, is the Microscopic Septet.
Thank you.
is the Microscopic Septet, live on Soundcheck, and their arrangement of Brilliant Corners, a tune by Thelonious Monk, comes from their latest CD, Friday the 13th, The Micros Play Monk. And let me introduce you to the septet. In large measure, the same septet as it was back in the heyday of the mid-80s. Philip Johnston playing soprano sax and joining me at a microphone. Philip, hi.
Hey, John.
Joel Forrester at the piano, also joining me at the mic. Joel,
hello,
welcome
John.
Back.
I've been asleep for the last 20 years.
Don Davis, alto sax. Mike Hashem, tenor sax. Dave Solson, baritone sax. David Hofstra on the bass. And Richard Dworkin playing our drum kit. Let me, guys, get a little chronology going here. Philip, your website says the band was formed in 80 and disbanded in 92. And yet, you know, there have been occasional releases and stuff, a retrospective and stuff. So what is the time? Is this now, is the band sort of back in full gear or what?
Well, full gear might be a little exaggeration, but I think we're back together to stay. However, the fact that I live in Sydney, Australia, makes it...
An excellent career move, by the way,
yeah,
for a New
exactly.
York-based band.
Well, I always say when a New York musician moves to Europe, it's like they died. When they move to Australia, it's like they were never born in the first place. But we started in 80, and Joel and I and some of the other people have been playing together for a while before then. Dave, Richard, Dave Soulson, really most of us had been playing together in different aggregations since the mid-70s. Then in 92, we split up, but again, still playing together in other groups together in different formats, but not playing as the Micros and pursuing that whole micro thing. Then in about, I think it was about 2005 or 6, Cuneiform released the four-record set of putting our LPs on CD for the first time, and I got the band back together to do just one gig to promote the release of the records, and we enjoyed doing it, and we decided to keep doing it, albeit kind of occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
Now I come back maybe twice a year from Sydney and do some gigs. Sometimes we record, and since that time we've made one new record pardon me, of our older material called Lobster Leaps In, and then this new one, which we've just finished, of Monk's music.
Although, Joel, even here, while this is a new release, some of this is music that the Microscopic Septet played back in the day, right? I mean, you guys...
I've been trying to locate that day for some time. Maybe you can clarify for me. Yes, John, that's definitely true. And I would say that that... Of those original aggregations that Philip has talked about, which eventually coalesced into the Microscopic Septet, that the preternatural aggro from that time continues on today.
I have no idea what that means.
Well, isn't that an Australian term, Philip?
I wouldn't say so, not that I'm aware of, but I suppose it could be.
Preternatural aggros aside, though,
thank you.
You and Philip actually started playing together, playing a Monk tune, right? Wasn't that the first?
In a sense, I think Monk brought us together. Mm. Do you want to spin that tale, Philip?
Well, we don't need to rehash it in detail, but the way we first met was kind of by chance. I was in my apartment on East 10th Street practicing a Monk tune, and Joel just walked into my apartment. Yeah, the door was unlocked, and he just walked in and sat down, and I went on playing. I thought he was a friend of my roommate's, and after about 10 or 15 minutes, I said, well, Nemo will be back in a little while. And he said, who's Nemo? And I said, aren't you a friend of Nemo's? And he said, no, I heard you playing a Monk tune. I thought I'd come up.
Some would call that preternatural aggro.
Yeah,
I'll
okay.
say. And we played together the next morning at about 9 o'clock in the morning for about an hour, and then I left moving to San Francisco. But then we caught up with each other again later, and that's another whole long story that we won't go into right now.
The peripatetic Philip Johnston, as long as we're using big P words on the program today, and Joel Forrester, founders of the Microscopic Septet. So now finally, year 2010, it's a quarter century later, you get to finally do a whole album of these Monk arrangements. And Joel, how did you choose which ones? Because you didn't go for, you know, there's no Straight No Chaser, there's no Ruby My Dear. You made some unusual choices.
Mm. Well, some of the arrangements were microscopic septet arrangements, been in our book for a long time.
Mm, we've always played Monk.
That's right. But and Philip and I have long played Pannonica, mm-hmm. for example. And so it was a wonderful challenge to try and program that to this band as a whole.
Well, especially Pannonica, for people who don't know the original, is the one where Monk walked, the story goes, walked into a studio and there was a celesta near the piano. Mm-hmm. And he ended up playing both instruments simultaneously. So it's got this real unusual tinkly celestial sound. How do you do that on a brass quartet with a piano trio?
I think with delicacy.
All right, let's hear how it goes. The arrangement by the Microscopic Septet, a live performance here in the Soundcheck studio of Thelonious Monk's tune Pannonica. It appears on the band's new CD called Friday the 13th, The Micros Play Monk. Thank you. the Microscopic Septet live on Soundcheck, and their arrangement of Pannonica, a tune by the great jazz pianist Thelonious Monk, probably best known for standards like Round Midnight, but the new Micro record, Micros Play Monk, it's actually called Friday the 13th, Micros Play Monk, shows us some of the lesser-known songs of Thelonious Monk. Pannonica arranged here for the four saxes, piano, bass, and drums of the Microscopic Septet. They are playing tomorrow night at Birdland, an early set, 6 p.m., and then Saturday, December 11th at 8 p.m. for two sets at least. There may be more, who knows, at the Gershwin Hotel on East 27th Street. And Thelonious Monk was also known to have, Philip, a kind of a quirky sense of humor, which is something that he seems to have shared with the Microscopic Septet. How important is that to the way this band has always presented itself?
Well, you know, the whole humor thing that's been discussed quite a bit in terms of us, frankly, I don't see what's so funny about it. So I don't get any of the humor myself.
The seven men in neckties, the whole, what was the
I don't see
Lawrence Welk on acid, you may be thinking that.
What's so funny about that? Seven men, it seems like almost funereally sober thought to me. But I think maybe what we're drawn to in Monk is the humor, yes, but it's more than humor. It's a kind of ironical or skeptical approach to all aspects of reality. That's what I would identify it as. And you got to have that sense of humor about that.
Right. So when the Microscopic Septet parades around doing Lobsters on Parade, wearing your tasseled fezes and stuff, that's ironic.
John, we don't do much of that, actually.
Yeah, no, that we don't do that anymore.
That was in our youth.
Anymore, yes, being the key word there.
It's just, I would call it pre-postmodernism.
Well, I know what I have to say about that. It's the Scots say, dree your weird, you know, live out your fate as it is. That's what we're trying to do.
The Microscopic Septet, back with the CD called Friday the 13th, the Micros Play Monk, and gigs tomorrow night at Birdland and the 11th at the Hotel Gershwin. Guys, thank you for playing for us this afternoon. It's been a lot of fun.
Thank you, John. It was our pleasure.
That's going to do it for today's show. Next time on Soundcheck, a new book digs deep into the myth and mystery of Pink Floyd co-founder, the late Syd Barrett. And we'll have a live performance from the British indie folk band Stornoway. And coming up next Wednesday, December 8th, it's the 30th anniversary of John Lennon's death. Join me in the green space that evening as we talk to people close to the events of that day and hear remembrances from New Yorkers, plus bassist and singer Michel Indigeocello will perform live and talk about Lennon's influence on today's musicians. That's next Wednesday, December 8th at 7. Details and tickets at wnyc.org/thegreenspace. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Fridell. The program produced by Brian Wise and Greta Cohn with Don Nishimoto. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer. We had help from Tiffany Kamhai and Margaret Bresnahan. I'm John Schaefer.